5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to call this the Lemming Game. Don't be a free thinker. Think like the masses and you'll be a champion.
Okay.
I'm going to have everybody will be playing at once. Tommy, Maitland, Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve. Okay. I will give you something like, name a cast member of Seinfeld. And you each think of your answer. Okay. I'm going to trust that people won't change their answers. You don't have to write them down.
Okay.
We're on the honor system here.
Okay. Kelly. Can we write them down, though?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to.
And if your answer matches anybody else's answer, you get a point.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we want to match.
You want to match.
Okay. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's start with an easy one. Name a day of the week.
Monday.
You're going to do it quietly. Otherwise, everyone else is going to know what to say.
Oh, Monday.
Don't say Monday, guys.
Name a day of the week that's not Monday.
Okay.
Now, Maitland, were you thinking everyone would say them at one time? And so you kind of got left hanging, right? I see what you were doing. Ludicrous as
kind of
what you thought.
Monday.
Once I realized nobody else was saying it.
You started out aggressive with Mon, and then when you got to day, a little more regretful. Yeah. All right. Steve, what day?
Friday.
Kelly.
Sunday.
Steve is done. Hot Wings.
Friday.
Maitland.
Tuesday.
Tommy.
Friday.
Yeah.
Hot Wings. Right. Steve, Tommy, each with a point. Bold EGAF, move choosing baby. Sunday and not the day we're on.
Yeah.
You just start at Monday and you're like, I'm going to go through the business week, everybody.
I just chose what day I generally feel the best.
Okay. Sunday always gives me melancholy. Like, well, I'm going to go back to school
it's
tomorrow.
Almost
never
done.
Shook it. All right. Name a cast member from Friends. Did anyone almost say it out loud?
Mm-mm.
I had some air in my throat. I'll admit it.
Okay.
Are we doing the actor name or the actual name of the Friends person? The character.
Cast member.
Oh.
Oh, wait. So
could you specify like that to be the cast member?
That's an actor's name.
Okay.
An actor's name.
That's, why is that
as
harder?
As a cast member.
Who's in the cast? Bart Simpson. Nope. Steve.
Chandler.
Steve is
Steve didn't get
not
it.
Following the category. Hot Wings.
Hey, I'm being honest. That's what I wrote.
I appreciate your
down.
Honesty. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Kelly.
Jennifer Aniston.
Maitland.
Jennifer Aniston.
Tommy.
I think his name is David Schwimmer, but I think his last name's wrong.
What did you write down?
That's what I wrote, but I'm not
okay.
I'm
well,
not
you don't
confident
get any points,
about it.
But, okay, so who said Aniston?
Three of us.
Okay. Yeah. Hot Wings has two. Maid has one. Kelly has one.
And Tommy, it is Schwimmer.
Yeah,
you
didn't.
Right.
David
he just
Schwimmer
didn't say anything anyone else cared about.
He's just the last one anyone else would pick.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked him.
Steve was closer with Chandler, and that wasn't a possible answer.
I love that you kept your answer the same because I had written down Phoebe, and then I asked.
I'm an honest man.
I wrote down Phoebe, and then I asked you. I was like, "Wait a minute, could you clarify?"
Yeah.
And then I couldn't remember Jennifer Aniston's
load of
character.
She should get her
Rachel.
Point taken away.
But
that's
I
what
asked
I would do
to clarify.
If I were in charge. Name a fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Weird reaction. Oh, man. If I could just get someone to ask me to name a fruit today, I would be living the best life I've ever had. Come on, lucky number seven. Somebody asked me to name a fruit. I did it. Oh, yes. Great man.
I swear to God, if you say Richard Simmons, you're out.
I was just thinking that. Oh, my God. I love him. R.I.P.
He was fantastic. Tommy.
Banana.
Maitland.
Banana.
Yeah, Maitland.
Hot Wings.
Apple.
Kelly.
Apple.
Steve.
Apple.
Three apples. I think only the majority gets it. So.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
Steve.
Hey. Hot Wings. A rule you might have made just right then and there.
Well, it was, but it was a good rule.
That's right. It benefits you.
Yeah. It's a good rule. I actually meant to say it. I did think it before we started, but I forgot to say it out loud. So, yes, only the majority gets it.
Dumb rule.
Dumb rule.
Great rule.
If the answer was, how do you feel about a rule? Dumb rule would be tied for the lead right now, and you'd be depending on Steve.
Can you make that the next question?
No.
Okay.
Name a nut. Steve goes, come on. Maitland.
Cashew.
Bless you. Tommy.
Pistachio.
Okay. Hot wings.
Almond.
Okay. Kelly.
Peanut.
Oh, Steve.
Peanut.
Oh, yes! The peanuts have it.
Oh, those aren't even nuts, guys.
They're legumes.
It's in the name.
Yeah, try to stop us.
Oh.
I thought peanut was going to be the universal one, but. Y'all went for mixed nuts over there.
I love cashews.
Me too. Yeah, they're so good.
Honey,
I'm that
roasted
butthole.
Cashews.
Yeah, they're
I'm that butthole and the like mixed nuts. I'm going to eat all the cashews out of there. And anytime somebody goes back to it, be like, who ate all the cashews? I ain't going to say a thing.
Does this happen a lot?
When I go see my parents, they always have the mixed nuts and I always eat all the cashews.
Yeah, I like all of them. If they just leave out the stupid Brazil nuts, though.
Oh, those things are
terrible. They're so bitter.
Like
it's like eating giant
dried
and bitter.
Paint.
I don't like it.
Didn't I get made fun of? This
happened
before.
Of course you
before.
Like it. They're little and bitter.
Yeah, little
that's
and bitter.
Last
yeah.
time.
Right.
Yeah, just like Steve.
Soon as you said it, I went, oh, it's happening again.
Oh, no.
No, I don't like them.
We've been here before.
Oddly familiar.
All right, this next one's a little tricky. Name a condiment that is something that is people put on their hamburgers or cheeseburgers. But most people don't want it.
Is something that what? Is people put on their hamburgers.
Name a condiment that is something that you see on hamburgers. So okay, you can't say like gold juice or something made up.
Okay. Don't say
so
gold juice.
A condiment that would be considered a normal condiment that most people or top. Nah, forget it.
Why are you trying so hard to do this? Why don't you just say name a hamburger?
Name
condiment.
A color.
Name a color.
Yep.
Oh, but okay. I was so excited to name a condiment that I could.
You couldn't even finish.
Name a condiment that it I happens. Someone might yes. put on some people hamburger.
Yeah. I was gonna say mayo. No matter what.
Thank you.
No matter what
that.
You if you had just said a condiment or your tricky little sentence about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, I would have still said mayo.
Tricky
no matter
little
what.
Sentence.
All of you have made fun of me, but referring to it as a tricky little sentence seemed extra condescending.
Yeah.
Name a color. Steve.
Blue.
Kelly.
Blue.
Hot Wings.
Blue.
Maitland.
Blue.
Tommy.
Oh, purple.
Oh
you idiot. Why?
I feel so left out.
Why would you pick purple?
Purple?
It's not even a primary color.
Primary colors are boring.
My gosh.
I agree. I only picked that one for the plot. I knew I was like, blue's gonna be what everybody picks.
Name a flavor of ice cream.
Ooh, yum.
Kelly.
Strawberry.
Steve.
Rocky Road.
The two septuagenarians here, 900 years. I just like strawberry.
Oh, how he's going to say vanilla. You know he's going to say vanilla.
Strawberry. I almost put strawberry.
Vanilla.
Oh, shut up. Maitland.
Chocolate.
Tommy.
I said Neapolitan. I got a point. I said three of those answers, technically.
No, you
I love
do not.
Neapolitan so much.
All right. Did two people say chocolate?
No. We all had different ones.
That's amazing. You all picked boring flavors, and you all picked not the same ones.
But
like,
at least
Maitland
and I went like
sense.
Chocolate and vanilla. Like, those are very universal, yeah. The basis mm-hmm. for everything. Steve went with Rocky Road. Like, you knew no one else in the yeah. room was going to say Rocky Road.
I haven't had Rocky Road in like 35 years.
Do they even sell that anymore? There's like so many new combinations since Rocky
only,
Road.
I think you can only get it at the Hall of Presidents where only old people go.
No, don't eat on Rocky Road. Rocky Road is good.
What's
it's
in it?
It's the only ice cream that's got marshmallows in it. Ever.
There's marshmallows.
Well, then,
the only one ever?
Means.
Yeah, ever.
And that can't be
I
true.
I suspect that's not true at all.
I don't know. I think I made that up. But there's definitely like dark chocolate like fudge in it or something. Rocky Road's good. Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's the only one that's ever had fudge in it, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But also, I really
yeah,
like that.
And Road.
That Hopping said that only he and Maitland named like, you know, basic good ice cream when Neapolitan is, yes, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Strawberry is no one's favorite.
That is a lie.
That's not true.
I almost said strawberry, Kelly.
Thank
but
you,
I put chocolate because I figured that was going to be the more
basic.
Like go through a, like you know go to McDonald's corporate and go what's your most popular shake strawberry
probably
no you know it's not
is strawberry really your favorite ice cream
no banana chocolate ice cream from okay. TCBY no. is my
right.
favorite
right
Arthur. Yeah. Yeah. Arthur's frozen custard
but yeah exactly thank you I
is
love
your
that
favorite ice cream
but no they don't sell that anymore so strawberry is now my favorite.
Text, can you explain the rules of the Lemmings game to Turd Cobain again? He's trying to pick things that are unique, not the goal. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Steve said Rocky Road. Yeah.
Name a board game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get to say something I like.
I love it.
Hot Wings.
Monopoly.
Maitland.
Monopoly.
Tommy.
Sorry.
Kelly.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh, wow. Steve.
Monopoly.
Oh, oh, it's too bad the sorries don't get it.
Come on.
Hot Wings 5.
It's
Steve
okay.
5. Kelly 4.
Yeah.
We
Mate
were
3.
Shining there for a second, Tommy. I like that.
Tommy 1. Shock the world. Name a streaming service. Thomas.
Netflix.
Mate.
Netflix.
Hot Wings.
Netflix.
Kelly.
Tubi. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what I thought Tommy was going to say.
I'm just kidding. I said Netflix.
Like, Steve.
Pick
Netflix.
One for everybody.
Oh, Tubi.
What is Tubi even? Are there shows on that?
I watched a movie on Tubi the other day.
Tubi's got, like, every old show ever. Like, there's a whole, you name a show, there's probably just one channel that's just that show.
Okay.
Like Law and Order. It's on from 24 hours a day, all day.
I love that. That reminds me of old school TV.
It is. It's very much old school TV.
I love that.
I'm often shocked at certain streaming services that I don't even know exist when I'll go to like the voice remote and just look for something specific. And they go, oh, it's available. What's it up? Voodoo. What the hell is Voodoo? I have that.
Do I have to get cursed with black magic?
But isn't it like V-U-D-U
yeah.
or V-O-O-D-U-U?
No, it's V-U-D-U, I believe. Yeah. I'm like, what is Voodoo?
Also, random side note, anytime anybody ever says black magic, I am reminded of one of the funniest moments I've ever experienced on the show when former host Joe was like, hey, that's not funny. My friend's black and he's a magician.
No, no, no. My friend's roommate was a black magician.
Yeah.
Friend's roommate adds another layer
yeah.
of perfection. Heck,
that stopped me in my tracks.
All right, Hot Wings 6, Steve 6, Kelly 5, Maitland 4, Tommy 2. Almost anyone can win. Oh, name a vegetable.
I don't know why I have the feeling that I have to do it so quickly.
Right?
I'm like, Steve. Yeah, carrot.
Kelly.
Carrot.
Hot Wings.
Carrot.
Carrot.
Maitland.
Oh, sorry.
Onion.
Every time someone said carrot, Maitland's face dropped a little more. Oh.
What about Tommy?
Tommy said carrot
oh,
out
yeah.
of order,
okay.
so no
well,
point.
No point.
Bummer.
No, come on.
Wait until you're called on, doofus.
Sorry, I got so excited. Everyone said carrot.
What a pipsqueak.
Oh. That's so dirty.
Pipsqueak. Wow.
Steve and I made a pledge to try to bring that back today.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah I haven't heard that in probably since a yeah. Tom and Jerry cartoon at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah, Tommy, you're more of a scalawag than a pipsqueak. But,
ooh, scallywag's a good one, too.
Name a dog breed.
Scallywag. Sounds like one.
Tommy, you're not first. Kelly.
German Shepherd.
Steve.
Black Lab.
Hobbings.
Lab!
Oh, but you
more specific.
Qualify.
Black Lab!
What did you write down?
Lab.
Okay, no point. Maitland.
Damn, Pug. I wrote lab first and then I.
So, and Tommy?
Oh, now I can go?
Yeah.
Pomeranian.
Dang
okay,
it.
No points for anyone.
Oh, that's
so
remarkable.
Many.
So close.
Yes. Name a cereal. First one to 7 wins, unless it's a tie.
Oh, I'm almost there.
You are.
Me too.
Actually, Steve and Hot Wings have 7. First yeah. one to 8 wins.
Oh, this one's worth 2.
Okay. Name a cereal. Steve.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Kelly.
Yes, CTC.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh. Tommy.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, baby.
Oh. Maitland.
Captain Crunch.
Since that's worth 2. Mm. Kelly with 8. But Steve with 9, he's your winner in overtime.
Thank you. Thank
you. Tommy finishes with 4. Storms back to Ty Maitland.
Woo. What's the name of this game?
Lemmings.
Okay.
It won't be that next time. I don't know. It'll be like yell at people.